This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Security camera footage from a West Bank village shows a young man standing in a central square when he was suddenly shot and dropped to the ground. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Two others rushed to his aid. They were also hit, leaving a 17-year-old dead moments before Israeli military jeeps roll in. An Associated Press review of the video and interviews with the two wounded survivors show Israeli soldiers opening fire on the three when they did not appear to pose a threat. One of the injured, Mohammed Rimawi, says suddenly there was a sniper soldier who started shooting at my brother, injuring him. I ran towards him to help, but the soldier started shooting at me. And there was a third person who tried to help, but who was killed at the same time the soldier was sniping. The fatal shooting in the village of Beit Rima last week is the latest in a series of incidents in which soldiers appear to fire without warning. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired their largest ever barrage of drone and missiles targeting shipping in the Red Sea, forcing the United States and British navies to shoot down the projectiles in a major naval engagement. The attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis came despite a planned United Nations Security Council vote later Wednesday to potentially condemn such actions. The proposal would also demand an immediate halt to the attacks by the rebels, who say their assaults are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. However, their targets increasingly have tenuous or no relationship with Israel. The violence imperils a crucial trade route linking Asia and the Middle East to Europe that raises the risk of a U.S. retaliatory strike on Yemen. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Lithuania ahead of visits to Estonia and Latvia. On his official Telegram channel, Zelensky said the trip would focus on security concerns, Ukraine's hopes to join the European Union and NATO, and building partnerships in drone production and electronic warfare capacities. The small countries on the Baltic Sea are among Ukraine's staunchest political, financial, and military supporters. Russia's belligerence towards its neighbor Ukraine has some in the Baltics worried they could be Moscow's next target. Federal regulators are extending the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a door plug used to cover optional emergency exits. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A key question, according to the NTSB, whether bolts used to help secure the door plug in that Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet were ever installed. Alaska Airlines and United both report finding loose bolts after the FAA grounded the jets, suggesting quality issues. The plugs are installed by Spirit AeroSystems, which has a history of manufacturing problems. On Tuesday, the FAA said safety, not speed, will determine when the jets return to service, a statement echoed by White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These particular Boeing aircraft will remain grounded until operators complete enhanced inspections.
The grounding forcing both airlines to cancel over 100 flights each. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of cesarean sections performed on pregnant women in Puerto Rico is surging. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
A federal report says 50% of births in Puerto Rico are by C-section. The rate is 32% on the U.S. mainland. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says C-sections increased in Puerto Rico from 2018 to 2022 for each age group under 40, after remaining stable for a decade. The report does not provide an explanation, but Dr. Carlos Diaz-Velez, president of Puerto Rico's Association of Surgical Doctors, says hospitals have limited personnel and few economic resources, and as a result, OBGYNs prefer to schedule a cesarean. Dr. Annette Perez Delboy, who specializes in high-risk pregnancies, says women in Puerto Rico are afraid of vaginal birth and that health insurance usually does not pay for epidurals in Puerto Rico. I'm Donna Water.
Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he will introduce measures to overturn the convictions of more than 900 post office branch managers who were wrongly accused of theft or fraud because of a faulty computer system. Hundreds of postmasters were wrongly convicted of stealing between 1999 and 2015 because of a faulty post office computer system showed that funds were missing from their shops. Sunak told lawmakers that a new law will be introduced to ensure those wrongly convicted are, quote, swiftly exonerated and compensated. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.